In the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, on Simur Rishon and Daled, which continues the discussion of early Rishon and Gimel regarding food that's prepared from before Shabbos that it should finish cooking on Shabbos, Sif Gimel on page 50. So we're talking about roasting here in contrast to regular cooking from the previous Simon. Someone violated or forgot the Nitzel B'Shabbos Be'ez and it was roasting on Shabbos prohibitedly. As we spoke about what's okay, what's not okay in the previous season. So Aser is going to be forbidden. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sipkot in your test, Avar. Meaning, Shanosim Bemezid, what is it? What's the case of violation? He deliberately placed Samach Lechashecha Kokach so close to Shabbos, Achloha Yeshos, Lislis Meboyim, Gemecha Ben Drezoi, that it was not, didn't have enough time to be roasted from before Shabbos, a half of it cooked. Or a third of it cooked. Benitzel Bezman also, and therefore it was roasting in the time that's prohibited to do that Shehiyah, which is to keep it on the open flame. Or maybe he forgot the roast al gabi kira on the stove, and Benitzel B'Shabbos and roasted on Shabbos. If it became even so, also, but the evidence forbidden after the fact, that he should not come to do it deliberately and say, oh, quote unquote, I forgot. So therefore, it's forbidden. Bein loy, bein lachem, whether for him, whether for others. At matzah Shabbos b'chleishi, also until after Shabbos, the amount of time that it takes to do the roasting that was done prohibitedly with this rabbinic prohibition, because he didn't do anything wrong, he put on before Shabbos. But again, we have the problem shem yichata. So rabbinically, it's prohibited. So he has to wait that amount of time that it was roasted on Shabbos. Get elbasim in rishon gimel, siv aleph, siv dalet. Says the mechaber perish and achol chayim. Regarding fruits that could be eaten raw, let's say an apple, mutalitim svivakid deiri, let him put them around the pot. Even though it cannot be roasted, which you're making these roasted apples, even though it cannot be roasted from before Shabbos, however, you have to be careful. You should not return the covering if it was uncovered after Shabbos started, and also not to add on to the coverings until the apples are roasted. Because then you're quickening the finishing of its cooking on Shabbos, which is obviously prohibited as bishul. So, peiros that are eaten raw, we said, you're allowed to put them sviv akadera around the pot. Akadera, med is ala pitput. And the pot is on this tripod. Beneath it, there is fire, which the Sharatina Chav says, in the ways that's permitted. For example, let's say it was already cooked, kamaicha ben Dusai, which is permitted according to the Yeshayim, or it's mitzamik v'ra'ala, the more it's cooking, the more it's getting, that's permitted according to everyone, as we said in Rishon Gimel. Be that as it may, v'tachtel yesh'eish, and beneath this pot, beneath the tripod, is a fire. But kamashma, what we're telling you over here in this sib is the mutalit, you're allowed to put before it gets dark fruits around the pot, afsha peis nagim be'eish, even though the fruits are touching the fire. And they're getting roasted on Shabbos from the heat of the fire. And that's the chiddush. It's not similar to the meat, the onion, and the egg that we mentioned. You're not allowed to place the melech ben desoy unless it's roasted from before Shabbos, like melech ben desoy. No. This is a very important principle. Since they're eating raw, then it's already edible, which is the principle of melech ben desoy, which is the barest minimum edible that we'd mention, as the Sharatzin Arizchabe says, even according to those who say it's forbidden Rishon Gimel, just being Mechel Ben Desoy, here they agree that it's considered like roasting on the fire, since the fruits are touching the coals. That's the Prim Gadol. Other Chayim explain the words in Magid Brahman. Therefore, the Beis Yisrael saw him to be matter, even though he's masking more to the ones who say it's forbidden Rishon Gimel, and even on Biagro he writes that's specifically according to the Shita Samatin Rishon Gimel, which is those who hold Mechel Ben Desoy enough. He explains like there's some understanding that it's not on the fire; it's just getting roasted from the heat of the pot. So that would be the difference in what the case is talking about. If it's getting from the fire itself, then it's like the halacha that we say when it's ala ish, once it's kamaich ben desoy, a person would never stoke it, as we said in Siv Beis. And so that's two different interpretations why machab ben desoy would be enough. But be that as it may, continuing the Mishnah Berurah, it says the yaseim tev mulei bishul klal. To the contrary, they're even better without any cooking at all. Like when you have a piece of meat that's cooked, obviously a raw apple is better because it can be eaten raw anyway. But everyone's not going to come to stoke the coals. Now, why do we pick about this case of the apples around the pot? Why don't we just say that you're allowed to put it on the fire? So says the Mishmaru, Devali Venakar, it's just picking what's common. In their days, that was a normal thing that they would do. Or Inami, another approach you could take is Mishum Dina Kisu, Dinaka Besefa. We want to say the halacha about covering it at the end of the halacha, the Shech Begadeh, which that's specifically because you have a pod. So not to put it around the pod, but really has nothing to do with just around the pod. It's putting on the fire. You're not going to come to stoke it because it's edible, so therefore you're not going to come to make the fire bigger. So we said you're allowed to put it around the pot. Even though it's not possible to get fully roasted before it gets dark. And that's what we're saying. It's not similar to the onion and sib that we said forbidden. Onions also something to eat raw. It's not good to eat it like in that way, like apples. And anything that really is not so good to eat it raw, like these wild apples, which it's usually used like in cooking, then it's forbidden, like the onion and the egg, like although you technically could eat a raw egg, but it's not really so accepted, and therefore there we are concerned, versus over here, we're not concerned. Now, the Mechaber said, however, one has to be careful, if, let's say, the covering of the pot becomes uncovered once it's already nighttime, not to return the covering. After Mitzara Kedera, even though from the side of the pot, if it became uncovered on Shabbos, it's covering, they recovered it on the top, that it should not cool off, you're actually allowed to return and cover it, to add on to the covering, like we'll see later on, there is the with the pot of residue cooked from before Shabbos. So therefore, there's no problem about bishul. Maybe this you'll discuss Allah of Atmana, but Abul Hoch over here, Shapeid, is Mizbash of Hoch of Shabbos, where the fruits are continuing to cook on Shabbos. Vakis, we come getting the lane and the coverings also on them, like the Akis and Mamarali, we're Bishulay, and through the covering, it's going to quicken the finishing of its cooking because it's maintaining, it's holding in the heat. So, Usr, therefore, that's forbidden to be done. Sivkat and Chavdal, and the Machabah said not to add on to the coverings until it's fully roasted. Because Shemamar Ligmar, because you're quickening to finish their cooking on Shabbos. The Choshkin says Mishbrusha Asal Lehanichem Shabbos Guvah. For sure, you're not allowed to put them on Shabbos itself. Samach Letanik Dei Litzlis. You can't put the apples around the near the oven so that they get roasted. The Filim Lisnim Bishbal Zeh Kun Shuhusak. And even if you're putting it for this reason before it got heated up, that's forbidden. Kidal El Besayv Sim Rishna Gimel. Like we said previously at the end of Simon Rishna Gimel. And because, like he writes over there, as the Tishrei 15 brings this, like nusnas, like people putting the water in the pot, and then someone afterwards putting the fire. Even the first one violates Issur Rabbanan. And Shartzin Eschafei brings this is from Morgan Avraham. It says you have to say Vafilo. That removes the question of Reb Kiva Eger. Because the issue 16 brings the Mugliman writes that since it's usher to put on Shabbos the covering on the pears around the tanner that's heated, for sure it's forbidden to place them before the oven gets heated. And Rabbi Kivya asks L'chayr Adraba, the issue to put the pears before the oven gets heated is more lenient. It's only rabbinic because Echanos Ne'esh V'chulu, which is what not the case by issue to Mekarb the Bishul, which they raisa. Even though the raw pears that they don't need Bishul, it's only Drabana. However, the Etzim Issa Bishul is with the raisa. So, says Mishbur further, he says, I will claim Mechashecha, but before it gets dark, then you're allowed to put them on the warm oven or in the kochlin, which is a type of like warming oven, which on top of it or the thickness of the walls, there was like a receptacle, says the Prima Gadim. Says Vida says Mishbur, this is what we said, it's permitted to put them initially close to when it gets dark, and the Kun Mishkiya, that's obviously before sunset, that's exactly when that time is. Sif hey. In all the place close to when it's getting dark, bread into the oven. Which appears that means that you should put onto that it should come onto the surface of the bread, krum, like a crust, or klipa machmas age, like a shell because of the fire. Only if that will be the happen to paner its surface and the bok bataner that's connected to the oven. And the same thing applies. Neither can you have a biscuit
on the coals. Also, the same idea. Only if the surface that's opposite the fire is already crusted. Anything that when you pull it apart and it does not thready, that's already qualified as this having crusted on the surface, which is a filling of fruit or meat that's baked between pieces of planks of dough, which is a dough that's filled with fruit or types of sweets. So, its surface has to be crusted on top and the bottom. And what's inside of it has to be cooked, like the amount of how Ben Josai would eat his fruit. That's in the says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Chaf Hei. So he said you can't put, close when it's getting dark on Erev Shabbos, bread into the oven, only if Kadeshikumru Paneha, so that it's it, the this the crust will get crusted. From when it's before Shabbos. So I'm not concerned they're going to come to stoke the coals. Because that's already enough baked. And it has to be that the surface that's attached to the oven, where in Talmudic times you would take a piece of dough and throw it a slab onto the wall, and that the one that's connected to the oven wall, that's crusted. Now, Bachrim Miskinu, the later authorities, they agreed, well, then same thing as the Sagi, it's enough, and Miskarim Panekshra can get H. If the face, which is facing the fire, which is not what's on the wall, which is the bottom part, which is facing the fire that's beneath it, if that gets crusted, that's also sufficient of Efsha, and it's possibly Gamma Machabas for really Hog, and maybe even Machabah really holds like this. But the Naked Panam at the bottom, this that he picked, the surface that's attached, severely, he holds that yoiser becomes crusted. Actually, that quicker becomes crusted, and that's just a bigger chiddush. But of course, the one that's facing the fire too. There's no difference if it gets baked on the floor of the oven or bebekin, which is this type of a structure of baking. Finally, kamei be'agor. Look later on the Ramah. Now, be'agor. Look at the be'agor be'agor in the comment Shabbosamach in the Ramah. Shortly, the davkam pas dak. This specifically if the bread is thin. Avol mo'aver, it's thick in mesbash. Maybe then doesn't cook so quickly. So kshia nikrum ha'ponim hatachton shekinegatam. Then you actually need to have that the lower surface that's opposite the taner gets crusted. Also, the upper surface that's opposite the cavity of the taner also gets crusted. So he said that anything that you peel it away, and it doesn't like pull apart like threads, that's called krimis panim. And even if the bread was thick, that according to everyone is a sufficient of a measurement. It doesn't pull apart the dough like a thread. Then that means for sure that the surface is already crusted, whether on top and end of the bottom. So that's called krimis panim. That's called krimis panim. This is all toma b'shein garva katam. When the tanner is not garva katam, a bekir b'tanner shalom, but in our kira, or I mean in the kira, or in our tanner, which is like a kira, shugarva katam, which grufa katuma does work to shovel out the coals or cover with ashes. Or you can say some piatana betit, or if you sealed the opening of the tanner with clay, which as the Sharatin Islam and Alpon said, that's like the opinion of the Ramah and the Agol later on the Sif, that he writes, the Ptach Patit, that when you smear it with clay, the opening, that it's all permitted. So that Mutlid Napas, Batan, the Samach Lashkim, and then you would be allowed to put bread into the oven close to sunset in all situations. Sivkon Chav Tes. Now we said regarding these types of knishes, all these types of pastries. So there we said it has to be Yikrumu Panel, Sivkon Chav Tes, Lamal Lamata, top and bottom. Lamala, above, hang latzat chalal tanner, that means facing the cavity of the tanner, ulamata, and beneath, that's latzat achtas haklisha nevesboy, that's to the bottom part that's of the vessel that's being baked in. Vaimog and Abraham, Tasha Kasbu, that they write, lefidas machabal el, according to the opinion of the machabal previously, sagi b'shenikim makam echlabad, that it's sufficient if it gets crusted in one place only. Omnim b'agrokas, but in the going, he writes, lefisho of it, since it's thick, these pastries in Mizbashal Mahamer doesn't cook quickly. So everyone, not just Ramah, but also Mechaber holds that it has to be crusted on top and the bottom. Megama Dagmar Vavakas, but the Dagmar Vavak also writes the Kulam Moed Mizah. Everyone agrees in this case. I'm in Tamach, but he says for a different reason. Given the Bashtida, since regarding this, this Knish, this pastry, that Chilgil Mechilgitach in Megush Echad, the upper part and the lower part are not from the same substance. because actually the filling that's inside actually separates between them. Essentially, it's really like two different doughs. And therefore, each one of them needs to have the crusting of the serpents. And that's how it's written in Sefer Chemin Meisha. Sefer called Lamed. So, and besides the crusting of the top and the bottom, we said Bispasha Masha Batoich, what's inside of it has to be cooked. Hainu, that is Masha Mamalan, Bapashtita. This, whatever you fill up into this Knish, Basa Vadog, Makagabna, a meat Knish, a fish Knish, etc., Yamlakin, because if not, after Karma has to continue to Daf Chavav. But now, even if the surface is crusted, Chashin Shemichan, because we're still concerned that you're going to come to stoke the coals, because they should Basha Masha Batoich, so what's inside of it will cook. Be'a Locha, Devre Maschel, Abba Kashanitzla. Actually, no. Divrei Maschil. Benitzla b'Shabbos b'Isser. He said if someone violated or forgot and was roasted on Shabbos b'Isser, it's Aser. Now, if Benish Masha also included this, and when it's called Benish Mashas, so look later on, Samarish Samach Aleph Sif Aleph in the Be'er Halacha, which Dirshu 19 brings, that there he writes that although in the Taser Shabbos in Shin Yud Ches, that he's not sure. If regarding someone that does a malacha benesh mashas, you'll say the issa of b'di'avid. But the Prima Golem brings a right to be machman that's written la'alacha mishbura over the sibkan vav. And what's included in benesh mashas regarding this? But Allah writes over there that even though like one should finish all the malacha before shkia sechama, because according to many paiskim it's already subject to ra'isa, but b'di'avid, if a person violated and did a malacha after shkia at a time when it's a machalik sapaiskim, b'di'avid won't be makel to have benefit from it. And Dibre Maschil Aser, they said that if it's roasted on Shabbos forbiddenly, it's going to be Aser. Says, look at Be'alocha, previously in Sif Alv, and in Maskel, Aval Betzali. Some of the deer shoes, deer shoe number 12, we said that Mishbun Sifkon Chav Alav says that we're telling you that you let it put the apples, let's say, before it gets dark all around, even though the fruits are touching the fire, because it's edible already now. According to the Chazon Ish, that any pot that touches the coals is considered like hatmana, even if it's open on the uncovered on the top. So it's explained in Shana Lachas that here it's considered like hatmana, and therefore, according to the Chazon Ish, it would be forbidden. Dirshu number 14, in the case when that there's Issa Bishul by Peiris, regarding the Issa Bishul Peiris are fit to eat when they're raw, if that's not termed the Rabbanon, like we're talking about like apples, Shatzin later on, Simitri Nidches, writes that however the Becha Yosef is not sure, but in Stimus Rishon the place came over here that they write that when you're coming to Paris, there's a problem about Bishul. It sounds like it's Menatar, and he adds on that's a Mashmas Prima God, that's a Shachon Acharav and the Chay Odom, and explains because Paris might get better through the cooking. Now this discussion that's explained from the words of Sharatzin over there that even cooking quicker is considered Malacha Bishul, and that's the brought over there in Be'alocha and Simchon Yudches that he writes that the Issa that brought in Shachon Aruch later on Simchon Zion to add onto the covering on the pot. When it's ready, Shabbos is Minat Torah. Because Vegan brings that the Ritva is not sure if turning over the coals and making it cook quicker is that a Chib Minat Torah. And Meir Mesech the Shabbos writes, if you makan the Bishul, it's considered like Mavashal Minat Torah. Dish number 17. So in Mishmar and Sivka and Chavhei, they said that if the challah is already crusted from before Shabbos, we're not considering Shemichal B'Chalam. The reason for this, the Rambam writes, is because Chil B'Chalam after the is already crust, it ruins the bread. Rosh Hashanah writes that for this reason, the Shulchan Aruch is mechal between the tavshil or cooked dish and pas and bread. Because regarding a tavshil, it seems from his words in the Mishnah Gimel that he agrees to those who hold not to do shi on the fire even after that it was cooked. Back when the soil of the Shartzin writes will be in some kind of beis. Regarding bread, he writes it's enough with having a crust, even though the chayra having a crust is not better than being cooked the shir mechal ben desai. So it's saying that the difference between a cooked food and regarding something that's baked.